Okay, today I'm going to talk about theory of fault tolerance for long-term integrity. I'm Gon from Intel Research Berkeley. This is joint work with Petros Magnetis, Kashenko, and John Kviatowicz. So this talk is about long-term applications. To make things concrete, let's take a look at a long-term application on archival storage of digital artifacts. We curious about that because of personal, business, cultural, and regulatory reasons. Let's take a simple key value store. Here, what you put is what you get. So for example, we write a document named X-File. After a few decades, when we read X-File, the system should return the same document. It should not return this different document. Ideally, what we want is when we write X-File, we'll get X-File even after a few decades. So we try to design such a system. And one straightforward way to do is, well, maybe we can use current fault tolerance replicated service designs. So we ask ourselves, are current fault tolerance replicated service designs suitable for long-term applications? So let's try. One way to build such a system is to use a Byzantine fault tolerant BFT replicated system, such as practical Byzantine fault tolerance proactive recovery developed by Castro and Liskov. Here, the system is correct if the fault assumption is not violated. That is, if the number of faulty replicas is always less than some fixed threshold, here 1/3 of the replicas, the system is correct. But if that fault assumption is violated, then there is nothing guaranteed whatsoever. So for example, here we have four nodes who run a BFT-like BFT replicate state machine. In this case, when a node fails, the system is fine, it works correctly. But if there is an additional node fault, then the system does not work correctly. There is no guarantee. So this view of the world is reasonable for near-term applications. For a well-maintained population of high assurance replica servers, well, by the time 1/3 of the population is broken, well, the operator can repair 40 nodes, thus avoiding fault assumption violation. So this is reasonable for near-term applications, but the force planned for near-term may become probable for long-term because, well, few people care about long-term services, and they don't put enough budget for long term. So anything that's not probable for near term can become probable for long term. So in this work, we take a new approach to designing such long term applications. We observe that the reliability of a system components over long spans of time can vary dramatically. And consider this differentiation of components reliability for constructing long term applications. And this leads to our tiered fault tolerance system framework. And we apply the framework to construct Bonafide. It's a long-term key value store for non-self-certifying data, which hasn't been addressed well in the community. So next, first I'm gonna talk about tiered fault tolerance framework, and then I'm gonna apply the framework to construct Bonafide. It's a long-term key value store with three fault tiers, trusted, semi-trusted, and untrusted. And then I'm going to present the performance results of Bonafide prototype and conclude. Again, this is a traditional view of the world for trans system. This model presents an either good or bad view of the node. There is nothing in between. So we extend this model to our tiered fault tolerance system model. Here, the model shows that as an example, a node is composed of three big components. As you know, different components of nodes exhibit different levels of fault tolerance, and tiered fault tolerance framework exploits these different levels of reliability. So we have some classes of components are assigned to different fault tiers, and each fault tier enjoys a different fault threshold. So for example, with proper structuring, in this case, even though three out of four blue components are faulty, the system can still be correct. And I'm going to show you how that can be the case. Then the next question is how to factor out these components in the system. So what are the sources of differentiation we can use? We identified four sources of differentiation. First, different assurance practices. So formally verified components may have fewer bugs and security vulnerabilities compared to software written in type unsafe language. Second, care in the deployment of a system. Tight physical access controls and responsive system automation contribute to keep threats out better. Third, rolling procurement of hardware software. It's the software and hardware that flew through the long-term service data, not the other case. And the service remains to be the same, but the hardware changes, OS evolves, and other things changes. So for example, in that case, a trusted logical component may require expensive proactive replacement, but a less trusted component can use simple replication and can migrate to new software with lower cost. Fourth, limited exposure. High assurance services keep their sensitive stuff mostly offline. And if the component is mostly read-only, it can be online and run continuously. So that's the sources of differentiation. Another way to look at this framework is the reallocation of dependability budget. You have some budget, and you basically distribute the budget into different components to maximize the reliability. And this requires different operational practices for each component class. High trusted component must be formally verified. It has limited functionalities because it cannot be too complex. And it runs infrequently and briefly and can be mostly offline. Lower trust component, it can be buggier, larger, and run continuously. So that's the tier for trust framework. Now let's apply the framework to construct Bonafide. Well, what is Bonafide? It's a key value store designed to provide long-term integrity using the tier 4 framework. It handles non-self-certifying data. That means a key can be an arbitrary name. In self-certifying system, a key is the hash of the value. Also, it can be used as a naming service for self-certifying archival storage, such as OceanStor, Glacier, Pergamum, etc. It provides a very simple append-only interface. Add key value stores the new key value pair if it does not exist in the system, and get key returns the value of the key. So now let's take a look at how to apply the tiered fault framework to design such a service. First, we refactor the functionality of the service into a more reliable tier for state changes and a less reliable fault tier for read-only state queries. Okay, that's good. Then the challenge becomes isolation between these two tiers. In particular, we need to protect state during execution of the unreliable tier. So we introduce a third tier, which is the most trusted, and we use a trusted component for protecting state during execution of the unreliable tier. And we also use an algorithm to protect the large service state with this smaller component. Finally, we need mass ports of the component in the more reliable tier. For that, we use a traditional BFG replication state machine, but the difference here is that it is mostly offline and executes in a synchronized fashion. So let's look at how Bonafide operates. Bonafide is a replication service of n replicas. Here n is 3f plus 1. And the system operates in alternate phases of two types, service phase, S phase, and U phase, update phase. And this pattern repeats. Now, let's zoom into a node. Bonafide has three fault tiers, and each node has component in each tier. At the top tier, we have a watchdog and mass, molded attested storage. The watchdog is periodically invoked. It is used for reboot and start to U-phase mask is used only for read during S phases, and it is used for write and read during U phases. And as you can see, this is the most trusted tier in Bonafide. So we require its fault bound to be zero, meaning the components are always trusted to work safely. At the middle tier, we have an update process. It's invoked during U phases to replicate store and serve as. We require a traditional 1/3 Byzantine fault bound, but the bound can be improved with some other technique. And at the bottom tier, we have a service process which is invoked during S phases. And this serves gets buffers as temporarily and does audit and repair to make sure the service state is correct. And for this component, we do not require any bound, meaning it can be up to n replica faults in terms of guaranteeing integrity. So now let's look at what kind of guarantees Bonafide provides. Under this third fault assumption, Bonafide guarantees integrity of returned data. By integrity, we mean that once we write X file, the client will get correct X file. And we have detailed proofs in the paper. If you are interested, please look at the paper. In addition, Bonafide provide additional properties. Bonafide also ensures liveness of S phases with fewer than 2/3 faulty replicas during S phases. Here, liveness means the system makes progress, the client gets responses, and so on. Finally, Bonafide has standard durability guarantee. Durability means data is not lost. So it ensures durability if the system creates copies of data faster than they are lost. Now let's look at more detail of Bonafide replica state and process. Here is the state. As trusted storage, we have mask. In the mask, we store the digest of the service state. Here, the service state is authenticated search tree, AST. In an untrusted storage, the replica stores AST to keep key value pairs. It's a cryptographic data structure, a variation of Merkle tree for search. So with the AST, we can query the AST to figure out whether a particular key value pair is the part of the AST or not. And we can generate succinct proof that vouches for the fact. And finally, we have a buffer that temporarily as stores as in the storage during service phases. And these states are used by these processes during S phases. So add only accesses buffer, and get and audit prepare access both math and AST. During U phases, an update process access all three states. Okay, that's the high level view. Now, I'm gonna delve into the details of components in each tier. First, top tier. It's the most trusted tier. And in the tier, we have cryptography and trusted hardware. So we have standard cryptographic assumption, cryptographically secured digital signing and hashing, but there is a way to upgrade those components in Bonafide. And as trusted hardware, we have a watchdog and mask. And watchdog has a time source, and it does periodic reboot to start U phase, and it sets a mode bit of mask. And mask has a mode bit indicating whether it's in U phase or in S phase, and it has a set of storage slots and the signing key. It provides a very simple functionality. Thus, it is very easy to implement and verify. So store Q, V, store value V as slot Q, only when we are in U phases. And lookup Q, Z returns value V of slot Q and fresh attestation from mask with nonce G. So why this is useful? Because we can store the digest of AST in mask. And while executing the unreliable service component, the digest is protected in this mask. Now let's go to the bottom tier. First, to get some value of a key, first the client multicast get request to the replicas. Here are service components in blue. The get request has nonce, and it's signed by client key. And the replica then lookups mask and AST and sends a reply back to the client. So the reply has key value, the proof of ASD membership, and the mass attestation that contains nonce and the ASD root digest. And when the client gets F plus one, here 2 out of 4 valid matching responses, the client accepts the result. The add operation is spread more in time. Likewise, client sends add request to the replicas. Then the replica stores that request to its buffer, but the key value pair is processed in the following U phase. Okay? And after processing it, the replica sends a reply back to the client. So replies with mass attestation are sent after the following U phase. When the client gets F plus one valid matching responses, it accepts the result. Finally, at the bottom tier, it has an audit and repair process for durability. First, the process gets ASD digest from mass, and it scans the entire tree and checks tree's data. So it starts from tree root and then continues. And if there is a missing node, then it contacts another replica to fetch the node, ASD node, and repairs, and then continues. Finally, we have update process at the middle tier. This tier starts by the watchdog with the reboot process. And afterwards, there are 2 F plus 1 PBFT agreements. So what does PBFT do? You can think it as, well, with PBFT, all non-faulty replicas update state consistently. So you can think it as a version of Paxos that handles Byzantine faults. And here, every replica got as in its buffer, and everyone is pushing the as to process key value pairs. So that continues 3 times here. And afterwards, each replica starts application state machine. What the application state machine does is, well, it does ASD update to add new key value pairs, and then it does checkpoint to create a new stable checkpoint certificate that contains the latest ASD digest. Afterwards, the replica starts a new S phase and sends a replies for S to the clients. So we implemented this prototype with SFS Lite, PBFT, Berkeley DB libraries. We implemented server at get, audit prepare, and update process, and client proxy process. And one thing to note is that due to constraint, we had to implement MAS as a software library. So we could not use actual trusted hardware for prototype. For our experiments, we used 4 replica nodes, outdated Pentium 4 PCs, running Fedora in a local area network. And initially, we populated 1 million key value pairs. A key's length is bound by 128 bytes, and the value is a SHA-1 hash. And then we measured at get time, audit repair time, and U phase ratio. So first, get at time, we measured when we issue 1,000 requests in the system. So get takes about, in average, 3.1 milliseconds, at takes 1.0 milliseconds. Get takes longer because it accesses more blocks because of AST. For audit repair time, we simulate random data loss. So we deleted randomly some percentage of data loss in a replica service state. We varied from 0 to 100, the entire service state loss, and we measured audit repair time. And the data loss is small. The audit repair time is small. It's about 600 seconds. But when the entire service state is lost, it takes about an hour. So one thing I have to say is that our prototype is not optimized. There are some optimizations we can do, such as doing intelligent layout of AST in storage, or doing parallel audit and repairs. Third, U-phase duration, when we add 1,000 new key value pairs, first, it does reboot of Fedora. It takes a lot of time, 86.6 seconds, but this number can be improved, for example, by using fast reboot in the Linux BIOS project. And the second and third is about doing agreement, and the last step is AST update and checkpoint. This takes the longest because of DB storage update. And this can be optimized, for example, if we do application level AST caching to avoid some DB access. In total, it takes about 6 minutes. Also, we analytically looked at availability varying U-phase duration and the U-phase period. So the x-axis has U-phase duration in minutes, and y-axis has availability. As you can see, as the U-phase duration gets shorter and the U-phase period gets longer, the availability improves. And we think that as an archiver service, this availability number seems to be reasonable. But for those who are concerned about availability, we outline some extensions of bona fide in the paper. There are several related work areas, BFD systems, differentiating trust levels, and long-term stores. The main difference is that we present a general framework for refactoring a system into multiple components with different fault threshold for long-term operation. We do so in a fine-grained manner. And we use the framework to build a key value store for preserving non-self-certifying data for long-term. To wrap up, long-term services that operate reliably are hard to construct. We present a tiered fault tolerant system framework that structures long-term services to better utilize the differentiation of components reliability. This framework generalizes the system structuring that started from A to M, done by myself and my colleagues, A to M, Bonafide, PR Inc., done by University of Maryland and Microsoft Research, all fall into this framework. Second, we build a Bonafide, a safer key value store of non-self-certifying data for long-term integrity with the framework. And we achieve this by combining several techniques in an overall way. With that, thank you.
Okay, so I have a question about availability.
Okay.
Your availability is predicated on the idea that your U-phase makes all of your nodes unavailable. Is it possible to modify your algorithm to do a staggered U-phase so you keep some of the S-phases of the nodes still in sync so the nodes could actually be providing service?
Actually, in U-phase, you need two F plus one replicas to make progress. So you can still have some rack like F replicas can be in the U-phase layer. So I mean, you don't need to have all replicas at the same time in the U-phase.
But you still run all the U phases simultaneously.
Yes.
So could you improve availability by running them in staggered fashion?
Yes. So, that's a very good question. So, for example, we sketched some design of unsynchronized U phases. Basically, each replica does U phase at arbitrary time and somehow do the agreement process in unsynchronized fashion. And that's something we sketched in the paper, but we haven't figured out all the details of the design yet. But that's a very good question. Okay.